And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to CITR Radio in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. The show is called Mantra. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra music and kirtan. First track is going to be a rendition of Om Namo Shivaya as a tribute to the fact that we just passed a day known as Shivratri, which is a celebration attributed to Shiva. We'll talk a little bit about that after we play the track. This recording is done by a couple named Premahara, and if you'd like to give us a call, you can do so 604-822-2487. We'll be right back in about 10 minutes time after this rendition of Om Namo Shivaya. I hope you're doing good.
Om Namah Shivaya.
on CITR. That was Prema Hara with a rendition of the chant Om Namo Shivaya. Three days ago was Shivratri, the 13th evening of the moon in a certain season. Celebrates the evening when Shiva, as destroyer of the material universe, does his special dance of destruction, sometimes known as Tandava, is one word for it. Premahara consists of Kamaniya and Keshavacharya Das. This is that is from their first release, which is entitled Sweet Surrender. This is released as part of the Mantrology project, spearheaded by Gauravani and some other people, to try and create a basis for distribution of sacred sound music. Some of the aspects of Shiva. The word Shiva, it means auspicious Benedicting, sacred. Auspicious is the best word. He is a guna avatar. Depending on your school, there's different levels of understanding of who Shiva is. But one thing is for sure, as a personality, this is a very special personality. He has some attributes which are very distinct. Commonly known as his third eye. This is where the concept of the third eye is coming from. One thing that Shiva does with his third eye is he burns desire to ashes. Well, Kamadeva. Kama is the Sanskrit word for desire or lust. So as a great yogi, Shiva is able to conquer over desire. He also has a crescent moon on his head. He's covered in ashes. And he is associated with the Ganges. Depending on, again, you know, some would say that the Ganges is falling onto his head, and others would say that it is emanating from his hair. It's again some differences in understanding of Shiva, but either way, he is definitely worshipable by many, many people throughout the world. He's an object of focus and meditation that one can utilize in order to develop devotion. And devotion in itself gains us access to a language which is beyond the material senses. So, this is a divine realm. This is what bhakti or devotion, bhakti yoga, and this is what it's about, is to be able to come into touch with higher truths that are not accessible through mental function and through simply using our intelligence, or our intelligence at least, as to what we're used to. there's a higher intelligence which comes from it actually is given as a gift. This is the term revelation. It's revealed to us via higher functions that we're not necessarily in touch with all the time. But the great yogis, they are in touch with this all the time. So in many ways, the Shiva has two sides to him. Sometimes he's presented as being the husband of poverty. In other words, he's what's known as a householder or a family man. And in other times, he's shown as being an ascetic or a great yogi on his own in deep meditation. It's just a little bit of background about Shiva. I'm going to play a couple of PSAs, and then we will be right back just to start the next segment of the show.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Stanley G. Grizzle was born in 1918 in Toronto. As a leader in the Canadian Pacific Railroad Porters Union, Grizzle was instrumental in communicating information and advice from coast to coast. Grizzle and other porters on layover would contact local Black communities and help them to understand that their experiences were part of a broader pattern, and they would offer specific tactical suggestions for change. The Porters Union made alliances with other Canadian movements. Their ambition? To mobilize a concerted demand upon governments for legislative change.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
So the next segment of the show, we're going to be doing a few different things. We're going to start out with hearing from Sudevi and Kishori Mohan, otherwise known as Music of Yoga, from their release Viraha, Moods of Separation, a track entitled Jay and Nilo Premadana. This is written in the Bengali language, originally composed by the poet Narottama Das Thakur. And this basically deals with the whole of this song is a lamentation of the loss of spiritual association. What that means is that there are those people in our life that really impact us in a dramatic way because of their maybe because of their spiritual purity, because of their maybe the strength of determination of their practice, simply maybe because of their kindness or just their loving nature. There is always special people in our life that hopefully we can appreciate. And when we lose those people that actually have the ability to take us just simply by their presence and their association, they have the ability to take us into a higher realm of consciousness. When we lose those people, then certainly there's lamentation attached with that. But this is not necessarily considered to be a bad thing. In certain schools of thought, in certain yoga instructions, we hear about attachment as being the enemy of the soul. And this is also, I'm going to play a piece later in this set by Naranjana Swami talking about this is the source of our unhappiness, is this attachment. But this lamentation by Narottama Das Thakur in this song is a different kind of lamentation, because his attachment is to, he's actually a self-realized person himself. So he's seeing the people that he's lost on a spiritual platform in terms of like of that exchange, which is on a higher platform. So actually, this is the lamentation that is going on. It's not that he's missing. We tend to identify on a self platform or a selfish platform, where we're thinking about how things are benefiting us directly. This is natural, but if we're identifying with our body, our material body, as being reality, even though we can understand that it's temporary, then that kind of attachment is a source of unhappiness. If, however, we're understanding our relationships on the basis of understanding that we are a higher entity or a higher consciousness existing within the body, and we can understand our relationships on that basis, then that attachment is actually a source of liberation. So this is a recording of Jayanilo Premadana. And then following that, we're going to hear by Niranjana Swami. We're also going to hear later on the show a new track by Shrikal, a remix of Wah, and also a track by Earth Rai Sound System, also from the East Coast. Some Ramya will be in there too, and also a chant of Om Sat Chit Ananda by Yogini. That should pretty much take us to the end of the show. You listen to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. The show is entitled Mantra. If you'd like to give us a call, you can do so. 604-822-2487. Here's Music of Yoga, otherwise known as Kishore Mohan and Sudevi.
Jayani lo prema dhana karuna prachu
Thank you. Shamal Nayanabhiram
Sundaram
establish this connection with the Supreme. And there is a verse also in Bhagavad Gita that for one who is not connected to the Supreme, they cannot have either transcendental intelligence or a controlled mind. Without which there's no possibility of peace. How can there be any happiness without peace? One who's not connected to the Supreme doesn't have the transcendental intelligence to discriminate between what is right and what is wrong. Doesn't have a controlled mind. Says the one who's controlled his mind is his best friend, but one who fails to control his mind is his worst enemy. As one who controls the mind, the super soul is reached and attains peace, tranquility. For such a man, heat and cold, happiness and distress, honor and dishonor are all the same. He transcends the dualities of this world because he understands his connection with that which is beyond this world. And once he establishes that connection, then automatically he transcends and detaches himself from the world of names and forms, happiness and distresses of this world. Spiritual sparks. He is a true knower of things. What then can be illusion or anxiety? He sees everyone with equal vision. He sees that all living entities are spiritual sparks. They're all spiritual stars and fall in one with the Supreme. Therefore, what then can be illusion or anxiety for him? One who actually has that vision, he doesn't experience the anxieties that those who identify with this world experience. Being connected with the Supreme.
Study and Go Abroad Fair, you can find information on semesters or degree programs abroad, working, volunteering, and even adventure travel. Just what I need, when and where. March 1st at the Vancouver Convention Center. Doors are at 1, but guest speakers start at noon. Admission is free, and you'll be entered to win a trip to Guatemala, Peru, or even an iPad. What's the website? Go to studyandgoabroad.com for more information and to pre-register.
Swing low, sweet chariot. 2012 is a milestone year for the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir. The choir had its beginnings in 1982 to commemorate the 75th anniversary of Montreal's oldest black community church, the Union United Church. The choir was founded by Order of Canada recipient Professor Trevor W. Payne, Daisy Peterson Sweeney, who is not only the sister of Oscar Peterson, but also taught him how to play piano, and Reverend Frank Gabriel, minister of the Union United Church from 1968 to 81. 30 years on, the Montreal Jubilation Gospel Choir remains one of the world's finest choirs. This announcement is brought to you by UBC Radio CITR. Join us in celebrating the achievements and contributions of African Canadians during Black History Month throughout February.
We're back here on CITR. This kind of brings us pretty much to the end of the show. We heard in that last set, first off was Sudevi and Kishore Mohan, otherwise known as Music of Yoga, with J. Anilo Premadonna. Also we heard from Ramya with Sundara Moore. And lastly, we heard from Niranjana Swami talking about Paradukiduki, or the transference of suffering to into compassion, or anxiety into compassion, whereby one loses the anxiety of about themselves, or anxiety centered around the ego, and instead starts to have anxiety about the welfare of other people. And this type of anxiety is actually considered to be on a different platform. In its purest form, it's actually explained as being a blissful state, as opposed to when we think of anxiety, we think of an unpleasant experience. But this paradukaduki, or transcendental anxiety, is actually a source of great jubilation for the soul. So this is what is known as a change of heart, when one stops being concerned, self-absorbed, and concerned with themselves, and actually begins to instead utilize that energy to try and uplift the lives of others. And this is recommended by the great sages and yogis and spiritualists throughout history as being on the path to liberation, emancipation, nirvana, samadhi, basically the goal of life. Last track is going to be Earthrite Sound System. I'll read a little bit about them. I've done some work with many different people that you may have heard of. Many people within the bhakti and yoga and meditation community on the East Coast. I'll read a little blurb Our Thrice sound system is the shared musical vision of producer Dave Duke Mushroom Shoma and DJ writer yogi Derek Berez, utilizing Duke's multi-instrumental background and worldly percussion with Derek's concepts of global beat fusion. This duo started collaborating energies to create music for movement in late 2008. In 2010, they released their first full-length album, The Yoga Sessions, Earthrise Sound System, which has garnered praise by the New York Times, Yoga Journal, MTV, Boston Globe, Yoga International, LA Yoga, and many others as remixes. Earthrise Sound System has reworked such talent as Farkatur, I guess that's Ali Farkatur's son, Vu Farkatur, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Fame International, LA, Fame Kuti, Bombay Dub Orchestra, Natasha Atlas, Nicodemus, David Primo, MC Yogi, and others. The duo has recently completed work on the documentary film DMT, The Spirit Molecule, with Duke scoring the film and Derek contributing as music supervisor. Together, they wrote the epic theme song Labyrinths, featuring Kelsey of Cisse, and you can find them on Facebook under ERSS, Earthrise Sound System. We play the track, the remix that they did of good friend Sri Kal from Brooklyn. He was featured on one of their remixes of quite a famous yogini from the East Coast, from New York, that we played last week. This is actually a nice track. This is called Rama, and you'll hear his various mantras in there. The word Ram in Sanskrit means the reservoir of all pleasure, the source of all transcendental enjoyment. You hear it in many different mantras. You hear it in the Maha Mantra, which also contains the words Hare and Krishna. And there's actually another track I have by Sri Kal here, which we will throw in there, called Sita Ram, a remix of a rendition of the mantra Sita Ram. That's if we have time. But for sure you're going to hear Earthrise Sound System. You can send us email Mantra Radio Show, all one word, at gmail.com. And on Facebook you can search for Mantra Radio and connect that way. Also on SoundCloud you can find at least the last two most recent shows on SoundCloud under Mantra Radio. If you go to the Facebook page, you'll find a link to all of the previous shows on another server for download. Also, you can go to CITR.ca and check out all about CITR Radio, and also all the podcasts from all the shows are on CITR.ca. We'll be back next Thursday at 4 p.m. here on CITR Radio 109 FM. You've been listening to Mantra. My name is Raghunath. I'll be back next week at the same time. Until then, namaste. should mention, next week actually there will be no Mantra Radio on CITR, because there will be a special broadcast happening on March 1st. So we're going to take a week off. We'll be back on March 8th. See you then.